Just buffalo thing. It's some, like, some eugenics with buffalo. We are the only buffalo that will live. All the other scum. Slavic buffalo? Can we eat them? No. Yeah. In other words, the Aryan buffalo, but the Jewish buffalo. Go ahead.
Right.
I think that hunting... I'm in favor of hunting, but you have to use your hands. No more guns. You got to go out and beat up a moose. Yeah, beat up the moose. Well, wait a minute. You're from Big Bear. You're from Big Bear. You used to go out and shoot bear and stuff. What are you talking about? Well... He wrestled a squirrel, and then he married one. But, you know, a beaver.
Phil Hendry.
Let me do that again, because the...
Phil Hendry.
This isn't going to work. I have... Here, you take those, Craig, because I have to use Craig's headphones so I can hear what's going on over at the radio station. Now let's turn this up. And I have no headphones at all here. Craig, I have no headphones. None. We'll get it worked out here, guys. We're brand new at Premier Radio, and it's not called Premier for nothing. They have the Premier engineers on the lot, man. I have no headphones. No. We'll get it worked out, like I said. So anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 or 1-800-520-1KFI. That's for Orange County, outside of Orange County, or, you know, wherever. And then in L.A. County, thanks, I had it in the wrong switch, right? It's my fault. All right, no problem. And in L.A. County, 520-1KFI. We got some movie reviews to go to this evening with Vinny Carbone. Vinny Carbone goes to the movies. That's going to be on the plate for this evening's program. We're also going to feature a visit from an organization, a very interesting organization of veterans who don't have any syndromes or problems. I think, what is it, the name of this group? Veterans Without Syndromes, right? And they'll be on the program later on here on the Phil Hendry Show. And we'll also have a discussion with Rudy Canoza. More Valentine's Week information for you, Rudy Canoza, on how you guys out there who don't have a Valentine or may not be involved currently with a woman, and perhaps you'll be feeling just a bit, misty-eyed this Halloween weekend, this Valentine's weekend. I made that association so readily, Halloween and Valentine's. It's just, to me, see, Halloween's for guys, Valentine's is for women, but it's the same damn holiday, isn't it? It's the same thing. It's a lot of mask wearing, isn't it? Halloween and Valentine's. Do you remember when Western Estates had, I think they have their annual Goblin Gala. Don't they have their Goblin Formal around Halloween? So anyway, that'll be coming up later on in the program. Did we get our information from my friend's place today on how much money we have raised for my friend's place with the sale of our CD? Probably we did, because I wasn't home. I left very early. So, Karen, you're doing a great job. It's just that I've been leaving the house early lately, so I can't get over to the computer and download all this marvelous information that you're sending me. But I think wait a minute. I don't think she sent anything yesterday. Well, anyway, we're around $85,000, $86,000, $87,000 that we've raised for my friend's place with the sale of the Best of Phil Hendry Show CD. Go online, philhenryshow.com. That's where you can buy it, philhenryshow.com. If we had an 800 number, how much more money do you think we'd be making? If we were in store, how much? God, a guy can dream, can't he? In other words, if we were selling this thing like other guys sell their CDs, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? But we've always been the stepchild of the radio CD distribution phenomenon. So we sell ours online. We try to get a little, but you know, scratch together a few dollars with our online sales. We did some signings. And, you know, whenever we can, we'll do a radiothon. So around $86,000, $87,000 so far. We're looking to break that big 100 grand mark. When that happens, I'm going to be a happy man. Big smile on my face. $100,000. That's going to be something. So let's see. We've got an office over here at Premier, which I just went in and I saw the furniture. Did you get a look at that? We've got nice furniture in there. We've got a carpet in there that looks like some... It looks like a cat urinated on the carpet. And the reason why I say that is because we have a carpet at home that looks just like that. And in all seriousness, cats that cannot stay in the box and they pee on the carpet, the carpet turns black. It does something. There's an acid or something that they have in their system, and it'll eat right through your rug. And the door to our office here at Premier looks like somebody used it for target practice. But other than that, I think we've got ourselves a pretty nice-looking little setup. We've got a nice metal filing cabinet, and I've got a chair and a phone. Do you see the phone? And we're right next door to the great Jim Rome. And I talked to Jim today, and I said, how's it going? He says, it's great, man. He said something to me like, come into my office, man. Screw around with it if you want to. I don't care. So I went and I moved some paper clips just to see what it was like. And, of course, he's got pictures hanging on the wall. Then we went over and looked at Dr. Laura's studio. I put my feet up on the console. I went and drank some of her coffee. It was really great. We kicked open the door because I didn't know. Mike Schaefer, who is my producer, said to me, and that's Dr. Laura's studio, Phil, and I think we can jimmy the door. Now, I didn't want to do it, but Schaefer said it would be okay. I said, Mike, this is Dr. Laura's private studio. He says, it's fine. It's okay. Here. And he pulled out his Swiss Army knife and a screwdriver and jimmied it open. Busted the lock, but we jimmied it open. So we walked into Dr. Laura's studio, and we found where she makes her coffee, a lot of her files. I said, Mike, don't go through those. Those are private papers, private faxes. He's sitting there, you know, he put the Budweiser down, and he's thumbing through all this stuff. I said, Jesus, you're drinking and going through her stuff? He's like, oh, Christ. I couldn't understand what he was saying. By that time, he was bagged. So we went through all of her private papers, and there was nothing in there. It's a great show. Dr. Laura.
Phil Hendry Show, coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That number again, 1-800-449-8686. Just regaling my compatriots here and our Los Angeles audience with the tale of busting into Dr. Laura's studio today. And, all right, okay, I lied. I'm sorry. We didn't jimmy open the door. We kicked the glass through. There's a glass. Yeah, it's got a glass window. So I wear these big Timberlines, and I said, are you sure it's okay, Mike Schaefer, producer of my show, newly hired here at Premier? And he said, and his words to me were, who gives a crap? And I said, okay, Mike. So I reared back with my Timberline, and I busted the whole big, I smashed the window of Dr. Laura's door. Then I reached in and unlocked it from the inside, like you see in those cop shows. And we went in and sat in her chair and put our feet up on the console. It was great. Unfortunately, I spilled a Coke right into the board, right down into the fader pots there on the board. So it's probably going to be about 20 G's. Somebody have to get in there with some WD-40. It ain't going to be me. Great visiting the studio there. 1-800-449-8686. Smoked a cigarette in there. You know, just looked around because it's an honor. I'm joking around. If you don't know who I am, then I am. Am I going to get in trouble for joking? Can I get in trouble for just kidding around? Oh, come on! Oh, I was kidding. I was joking. Hold on for a minute. Now I got to talk to somebody. I was joking about it.
What are you doing?
I was joking. I didn't go into her studio. No. What? Hold on. I'm on the air right now. I was kidding. I didn't go into her studio. I swear to God, I didn't go into Dr. Laura's studio. I was just joking. Ow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ow. No, I didn't. I didn't go into her studio. I'm sorry. Because I was joking about it. Because I was just making a joke about it. I didn't really go in there, no. I'm sorry. Okay, I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I didn't go in, though. I would never do that. All right. Jesus. Can't believe it. I just got slapped. I'm having a hard time refocusing now. I made a joke about going into Dr. Laura's studio. I didn't go in. No, I didn't kick open any glass. What? No, I didn't. I swear to God, I'll never do it again, but I didn't do it. I didn't. Ow! Oh. Oh. Oh, God. God, that hurts. God, that stings. Okay, I guess a guy better watch what he jokes about, huh? What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. All right, I won't say anything. I'm not supposed to say anything more about it. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We have a debate scheduled for you this evening. I hope it's informative, and I hope it's something that will help you make a decision. In Southern California, at a local high school in Orange, California, a gay straight alliance social club has formed, perhaps the first of its kind on a high school campus in the United States. In other words, it's an organization of gay students and straight students, and there is a sexuality theme in terms of the discussion and what the group is about. Well, they had a major protest there yesterday. There's a lot of controversy among the parents, PTA, PTO. They don't know whether this is something that should be allowed. The court said, yes, legally, the kids have a right to organize. If you have other clubs on campus, then the gay students also have a right to have a club of their own as well. The courts ruled that. The school board thusly has said, well, then, because we do not want to have a club of this nature on campus, maybe we will just eliminate all clubs. And there are a lot of different clubs that they have, social clubs. They have a black student union. They have a... Am I bleeding? Give me a napkin, because I'm bleeding from the mouth. I was slapped across the face at least 5 times. Because I made a joke about going into Dr. Laura's studio. Oh, God, that hurts. Oh, that hurts. So, this is an organization of gay students. They are also accepting straight students, because I believe the name of the group is Gay Straight Students Alliance, something of that nature. And these young people meet the school board. The school administration has a problem with it because part of the discussion that these kids engage in has to do with sexuality, and they feel it inappropriate for high school students. As I mentioned to you, the courts have ruled that they have the perfect right. If you're going to allow other kinds of groups to exist, other kinds of social clubs to exist, then you must allow this. And the response from school administrators has been to shut down all clubs, all social clubs, so as not to favor anybody. And among those clubs that they would shut down, there is a Black Students Union, as I mentioned. There's also something called the Gentlemen's Club, etc. Tonight we are going to feature a debate, and I think it'll be an interesting one. With us will be Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law, a guy who has dealt with constitutional law, and a frequent legal advisor on our program. Harvey is a retired attorney, lives in San Marino, California, and is going to be speaking on behalf of allowing these gay social clubs in high schools. Speaking against it will be R.C. Collins. He is a junior at Chatsworth High School in California. He is a student and in the age group, the age range of a lot of these young people. So we will be getting his point of view. The two of them will be facing off in just a few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Show as we discuss the issue of gay social clubs on high school campuses tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. See, I'm bleeding. Phil Hendry Show.
Got a guy with a toe.
Great. Phil Henry. Oh, we're on. Sorry. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Weierman has joined us, along with R.C. Collins, to talk about this very interesting phenomenon, and that is the gay clubs, the gay social clubs, one of which was outlawed, or at least there was a firestorm of protest around one here in Southern California in Orange. And give me the name of that school when you get a chance, will you, Mike, the name of that high school? Harvey Weierman is on with us, an attorney at law, high school student R.C. Collins. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's start with you, Mr. Weierman.
Was that Mr. Collins there?
Yeah, this is me here.
Okay, Harvey?
Yeah, I got a, all right, I don't know what who am I going to be debating, Phil? I'm sorry to do this on the air.
You're going to be debating R.C. Collins.
Well, the gentleman, all right, I'm sorry to do this on the air. This is the kid that I'm debating, right?
Yeah, you're going to be talking to me about it.
Can I speak to you for a minute, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, we're on the air, right?
Yeah, we're on the air. What?
I was not under the impression that I was going to be talking to some kid. I mean, you know.
Well, he's a high school student, okay? We wanted to get his impression.
Yeah, they want to get my impression of the issue of the day.
Right, I got that. Wow, this sure does change things.
Well, can you deal with it or not?
I can deal with it. All right, forget it.
Go ahead and start, and then we'll give Mr. Collins an opportunity, you know, to respond.
Oh, Mr. Collins, okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to be debating you.
I got it. All right, do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right, well, the school, Phil, first of all, is called El Medino High School in Orange, California. I believe it is the constitutional right of young people, when they're not engaged in any activity that is illegal, and when they're not engaged in any activity that would be destructive to their well-being, I think it is, and certainly an activity that has the approval of the parents involved, I think they have a right to have a social club that's gay or any other thing. In this instance, the parents, some of whom do not approve, just need to be brought around and understood that this is a constitutional precedent. And you have to understand that they have the right under the Constitution of the United States to be gay and to have the gay club. And have a lot of these kids who grow up traumatized by the fact that no one will allow them to be themselves. I think this is the first step toward a really good thing.
Okay, and R.C. Collins now from Chatsworth High, your response.
Well, first of all, I don't even know where to begin. I'm a high school student at a high school, and I don't want to have gay people on the club. It's not that I got anything against bone smokers, but in my opinion, if you want to be a bone smoker, you can be that way in the privacy of your own house. You're not going to come to my school with Bone Smokers Anonymous or anything else. And
could I interrupt for just a second?
Let him finish.
I don't know the bone smoker reference. I don't know what that...
I'm just saying that I think a gay social club is destructive for the kids of the school because we're kids and we're not supposed to be exposed to sex.
Okay, Mr. Weierman, your response.
My response to what?
Your response to Mr. Collins.
You know, I mean, you bring me on your program to debate an issue that I think is highly charged, very relevant, and very important, and I got this guy to talk to, who's how old are you, kid?
16.
Yeah, he's 16 years old. He sounds like he's a jackball. And now he's got the whole bone smoker deal, which I don't understand that.
Well, are you a bone smoker?
Am I a what? Am I a...
Please, can we just let Mr. Weierman respond to what you said?
No, no, no. I want him to tell me. What do you mean, am I a bone smoker?
Well, you support the bone smokers of America.
What? Is that some reference to gay?
It's just... It's a... It's... Mr. Collins, don't use a colloquial phrase like that. It's kind of a, you know, it's a little dirty, okay? And
oh, yeah. So, Mr. Wireman, yes or no, are you a bone smoker?
What is he talking about?
Just go on with your comments.
All right. I think that this kid is misguided. I don't know what the hell the kid just said, as a matter of fact. But the Constitution of the United States says, you know, that this kid's got me so pissed off, that you're allowed to...
There's nothing in the Constitution that says that bone smokers get to have rights that everybody else not have. Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
What are you talking about, bone smoker in the Constitution? I'm talking about the rights of individuals. People have a right to be themselves, okay? And they have a right to discuss among themselves their beliefs and their lifestyles. Now, I don't know what you mean. There's the Constitution of the United States does, and speaking of bone smoker, with that squeaky voice of yours, are you sure you're not some kind of a fag? Are you sure?
Oh, so you're hobophobic. You're hobophobic. And you're...
What do you mean I'm hobophobic?
You hate gays.
Well, then that's not hobophobic, is it?
I think you meant to say homophobic.
You meant to say homophobic.
Okay, so you're homophobic.
No, I'm not, but that's not what you said. You said...
Yeah, you just said you're homophobic.
You accused me of being hobophobic. And
yeah, well, are you hobophobic?
Well, what does that mean, hobophobic?
It means he's got a fear of hobos or something. That's
got nothing to do with what the Christ we're talking about. I'm talking about bone smoke. I mean, I'm talking about gape.
What are you going to have, a stroke?
Phil, I need some water.
We'll take a break for just a second here, okay, so he can get some water. 1-800-449-8686.
Jesus!
He's got a problem with his windpipe, all right? Hold on.
All right, I'm back.
Let's take a phone call here so that we can all catch our breath. Norcross on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment, I had to actually call to see if this is really for real, because I can't believe the 16-year-old kid is on the radio making...
What school do you go to, RC?
I go to Chatsworth High School in the Valley.
Okay, well, whatever. I can't believe he's on the national talk radio making a butt of himself. He's 16 years old.
I'm talking about gay clubs that the people want to have on the school campus that I don't think we should have.
I believe that we should, and I agree with this woman, Mr. Hendry, that by bringing this imbecile on your program...
Can I finish?
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just appalled by...
Are you in favor of bone smokers or not?
Will you please not use that term?
Really, you could stop, because you sound like you sound ignorant. You really do. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior at Chatsworth, and I'm one of the people that's most affected by it.
How are you most affected by it?
Because if adults like you...
Let me tell you something. I am only 20 years old, okay? How are they, because they're in their group, how are they affecting you? Are they affecting you by, are you not able to learn? Are you not able to learn? Are you so distraught by this? Are you so distraught that they're having their group, that they're actually getting support, that you're not able to learn? Are you not able to sleep? Are you not able to eat? How are you affected by it?
That's a good question, RC.
Well, to answer the lady's question, if I got to go to school every day and I see the gay around me, what am I supposed to do? Put my geography book on my rear end so they're not looking at it or whatever they're going to do?
First of all, they're probably not attracted to you, okay? You don't have anything to worry about.
How do you know?
Like
you don't smoke bone.
I want you to stop using that reference. Right, ma'am, hold the line. We have to take a break, but we'll get back to your call, okay? Ma'am?
Yes, okay.
Hold the line, please. Mr. Collins and Mr. Wireman, you hold the lines as well. Get on the phone. I don't want to hear that reference again from that foul-mouthed punk kid. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins and Harvey Wireman are with us. Harvey is a attorney from the San Gabriel Valley, San Marino, and R.C. is a high school student. We're talking about an issue that, you know, has been discussed before, but it's raised its head again here in Southern California. There's a high school in Orange County, and it's called El Medino. And they have a gay social club. It's a gay straight alliance type of club. But the parents there, I saw some of the pictures, Harvey, in the newspaper, some of these women, they looked angry, huh?
Well, they looked like assholes is what they looked like. They had...
And I'd have to ask you to watch your language, okay?
Huh?
I'd have to ask you, please, to watch your language, okay?
Well...
Boy, listen to that foul mouth on you!
Yeah, shut your mouth when I'm talking. The women who were protesting looked ridiculous, they looked angry, and they looked completely out of sorts. And I thought that they just looked like a bunch of fat housewives that didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
I thought, Phil, that they were concerned mothers that they don't want to see gay people everywhere.
Okay, here, let me go back to the lady who was hanging on in Norcross. Go ahead, ma'am.
I can't believe this. I really can't. You should be in bed somewhere. You should not be in this talk radio station.
No, I'm a student at a high school, and I care a lot about my school.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
What?
Really.
What? How? You didn't answer the question. How it's affecting you? Do you lose sleep?
By being exposed to the gay lifestyle, it could turn me gay or any number of people.
There it is.
That's a funny one.
There it is. Because you have some type of self-conscious in you. Are you curious about your sexuality? Are you not sure about yourself right now?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because you just said you're afraid they're going to turn you gay.
What the lady's trying to ask you, Mr. Collins, and I'll be even more forthright, are you latently homosexual, sir?
What is that supposed to mean?
You said you were afraid they're going to turn you gay. No, they can't turn you gay. Only become gay because you want to.
No, if you look into gayness, a lot of people are afraid of it on account of if you're exposed to it, they'll turn you gay.
Really?
That's bull crap.
Really?
That is utter bull crap.
R.C., I'm going to jump in. R.C., this is Phil Hendry. This whole notion of turning people gay... is at the very heart and soul of homophobia and gay bashing. It's one of the reasons why gay men are attacked and brutally assaulted, because these latently homosexual men who feel the tuggings of their own, perhaps, aberrant sexual nature, go out and destroy, beat up, and otherwise hurt these gay men because maybe they see themselves. Maybe it's like looking into a mirror, and it's self-hate.
What? What are you talking about?
See, Mr.
You
Henry...
You didn't hear a goddamn thing that Mr. Henry said, did you?
Please, all right, yes, ma'am.
Really, I just don't see... I mean, did you have other people call you to do this debate, or was this the only guy that called you?
These are the two guys that we set up for the debate.
Okay, I mean, there was no one else you could have picked? Because this kid, he does not...
We wanted a high school student. We put out the call, and...
Oh, so in other words, I'm not smart enough for you, but you think you know more about it, and yet you haven't made one good point about it.
Actually, I feel I'm a lot open-minded than you. You can have your point of view. I'm not arguing with your point, but you have not made a point.
The point that I'm making is when I go onto the school campus and there's the gay club, what am I supposed to do? Walk around with my hands covering my butt all day?
You said that already. There's
yeah,
a gay
well,
club.
That's
yes,
what we're
there's
afraid
also
of.
Other clubs
oh,
there.
Oh, Christ.
And that's another thing, Phil, about the administrator talking about not having any clubs there.
Yes.
Now, just correct me if I'm mistaken, but society today are the ones who everybody's so worried about us, my generation, you know, younger, me and younger, about what's going on in our kids' heads. You know, we should be more open about who we are. We should talk to people.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that they're going to decide to, well, since they don't want this club there, they're going to take all the other clubs out? I mean...
What I think is interesting, the most interesting thing about this club is that it was started as a response to the murder of Matthew Shepard.
Uh-huh.
And the very thing that those homophobes and those haters try to keep down, the murder of Matthew Shepard has just created more... discussion of homosexuality, being openly gay and lesbian. It's created more discussion. It's created more discourse. It hasn't put gay people back in the closet. There's more of them coming out of the closet.
Right.
And if there's nothing good that could ever come from a brutal attack like what happened to that poor kid, but this is at least, you know, a step in the right direction.
Very pretty speech, Mr. Henry. Very pretty. But you miss a few points. First of all...
What is this, a goddamn movie? I thought Mr. Henry said it very nicely. And
first of all, I'm a high school student, and if you allow a gay club, I can sue you.
For what?
For endangering me and making me be around gay people.
No, bullcrap. I'm a lawyer, and I happen to know that the...
What do you mean, oh, my God?
You are making...
I'm a student.
Are you taping this? Taping this show?
We tape all of our shows, yeah.
I'm talking about him. You should tape yourself.
You should
play it back.
No, you should tape it, and you should play it back, because the points that I'm making are very salient.
16 years old. Jesus.
Oh, I see. You're 20, and so you got it down. You got the whole thing down.
You're 16 years old, kid. You really are.
Got to be at the school when the gay club meets.
What are they going to do, man? I tell you what, when the gay club meets, why don't you walk in another direction someplace? Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Easy for you to say. And another thing, old man, hey, wireman. Wireman!
I'm here, for Christ's sake.
You would be sued because if I turned gay, then I could sue you for making me be gay by making me be near the gay people.
Are you listening to this, Henry?
Yes, sir. I mean,
are you listening to what you exposed me to and what you put me on the air with? And that other lady made a very good point. That
the other lady didn't make no...
Shut up!
Oh, listen, now he's going to have a stroke.
You want some more water, Harvey?
Yeah, hold on.
Listen to this guy.
Shut up. The woman made a very good point. You could have picked someone with a little bit more in the brain power category to debate this topic.
I'm a high school student, and I...
We know you're a high school student, but there's got to be high school students who are brighter than you.
But I know about it because of the gay issue.
All right, let's go to another phone call. Canyon Lake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, fine, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Gentleman. First off, it makes me wonder what the school system is sending out of the schools if this kid's 16, a junior, and he doesn't know the difference between homophobic and hobophobic.
I'm sorry, but I misspoke.
Number two, I'm not going to lower myself to your level, young man. You need to, you know, take a good look at the outside world, because what are you going to do when you graduate high school? You're going to walk around backwards all the time, or with a book on your butt or a butt plug up you? There's a lot of homosexuals, a lot more than you will realize. You are probably sitting next to some in school that are afraid to come out of the closet.
That's true.
Of people like you.
And where did you learn about butt plugs?
That's not the point. Don't answer that question. That's not the point.
I'm a little older than he is. I understand. He's just a young kid flopping off at the mouth. But it really makes me wonder what our school systems are sending out.
Well, it's a very good point, and I think any time we have the opportunity to create dialogue on our campus between... And keep in mind, Mr. Henry, that this is a gay-straight alliance club. Gay kids as well as straight kids, to talk about sexual orientation and to talk...
Where'd you learn about butt plugs?
And what has that got to do with...
Would you please be quiet, R.C.?
Yeah, but she's talking about... butt plugs like she don't...
Forget about it, okay? She was making a point.
Yeah, she was insulting me.
Well, you know something, man?
You called me a butt plug. And
you were the guy who said that...
I didn't call you anything.
You were the guy who said you got to walk around on campus with a book against your butt.
Yeah, because of the gay area. See, one of the things that you adults don't understand, which I find fascinating... If you allow these clubs on campus, the only way that we'll be safe is if they have the gay area.
Okay, well, why don't we just take a gun and wipe them all out? Is that your suggestion, young man?
No, I didn't say that. But they should.
Well, what do you want? You want them segregated to another part of the country away from you?
Well,
this is the United States of America. No matter what color, creed, religion, sexual orientation.
That's
what this place is about. This is what this place is about. And if they have not taught you that in school, then your school system is severely lacking.
In the Constitution of the America of the United States of America, I mean, it says, okay, forget it.
Well, you know what, man? You're sounding a little ignorant, okay?
Yeah, but if she's going to laugh.
Well, you're sounding a little stupid. I mean, that's I'm sorry.
Well,
thank you.
Just remember that if you don't have a gay area, then I could be gay.
We got that already, man. It's not going to happen to you. Do you live with your mom?
Yeah.
Do you trust sometimes that your mother knows best, that maybe your dad knows best, that...
My father doesn't live with us.
Do you trust...
Okay, you know, young man, a lot of people that think just like you do could turn around and say you were homosexual because you do not have a father in your family, and therefore your mother is raising you, and you are going to grow up to be a sissy.
Mr. Henry was raised by his mom, weren't you, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Are you queer?
No, but a lot of people think exactly like that, like you do.
Then you're saying that Mr. Henry's queer as a $3 bill.
No,
aren't
I didn't
you?
Say that, did
no,
I?
No, she did not say that.
You're listening.
You said the host of the show's gay by saying that.
No, she didn't say that. She said you're drawing conclusions based upon something that you shouldn't be drawing any conclusions about. Okay?
And what do you know about butt plugs?
Oh, get off it.
He's just wanting to know about it. I think he's got this morbid curiosity about homosexuality.
I just want to know because...
He just doesn't want to come out of the closet.
I just want to know where you heard about him.
Young man, I'm a little older than you are. And once you're out in the world, believe it or not, there's a lot of things out there we don't like, but
there's
we still are exposed to.
There's a lot
we learn to grin. We learn to bear it. We learn to go on instead of making a fuss about how everybody else is living. Because you aren't going to change anything, young man.
There's a lot of butt plugs waiting for you when you leave your mother's house. Is that it?
Oh, Christ, Phil. Why don't you hang up on this stupid kid? He's the dumbest son of a bitch that you've ever had on your show. Ever. And
all right, hold on. I got to ask everybody to hold, and I want to thank the lady for calling this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks to Harvey Wireman and to R.C. Collins for participating in our debate, although it was getting a little far afield on gay social clubs. We do appreciate that. And Harvey's going to be okay. We had a couple of people call and say, is he going to be all right? He gets a ball of phlegm shoved in his throat, and what happens basically is he can't breathe. It's not that he can't breathe. I don't want to give you that impression. It bothers him, and as a result... Sometimes he needs something to drink. Sometimes, it's too much for him. And as he has said so often to my producer, and as he has had his personal assistants communicate to us, thus I will communicate it to you, he has his one good bowel movement at 8 o'clock, quote, end quote. So we decided to let them go. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So we've raised close to $90,000 for the great people of My Friend's Place with the sale of our CD. And you can buy it by going online, philhenryshow.com. Go to our website, tell us what you think. Email the webmaster, webmaster@philhenryshow.com, with any ideas or suggestions. Email us those home pages. We are going to be posting examples of people's artwork and homepage and webpage design on our website. So we can get a lot of different looks, a variety of different things. You know, we want to kind of just do something different with this web thing. And I don't know what it is. A different look, a different feel. I want to go home, maybe go somewhere else with a project. Who knows? You send that over to webmaster@philhenryshow.com. And while you're there, pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. All of the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And I think that you're going to find it, I don't know, you may hate the CD, but we don't give a crap as long as we get you $20. In fact, it's probably one of the weaker CDs that we've done. But the point being, we've raised $90,000, so why not? Go ahead, buy it, tell us what you think, or not, as the case may be. Fact is, we don't care what you think about it, just buy it. And when we get those mugs and T-shirts going, when we get those Teds of Beverly Hills T-shirts going, and we start pocketing that money, now you're living. Now you're living large. I'm going to develop an entire marketing and merchandising wing of the Phil Hendry Show, because of all the shows out there, ours is custom-made for marketing and merchandise. Teds of Beverly Hills T-shirts, Harvey Wireman mucus cups, Margaret Gray stuff, whatever it is, we got it. And I'm telling you, Craig, this charity thing's a great idea, and I think it helps, but we're going to start a marketing and merchandising arm of this show that is going to put real spending cash into our pockets. Hats, cups, mugs, T-shirts, tour jackets, shoes, and finally stick a pool in my backyard with the money we make. Come on. I can't talk about that pool thing anymore, you know. There's stuff. I was talking to some people around here. One of the guys that I work with here, he says it's 7 months that he and his old lady, 7 months they were waiting for theirs to get put in. From the time he signed the paper to the time he finally stuck his rear end in his pool, it was 7 months. Landscaping, building the pool, all that crap. And I can't afford it, so who am I kidding? I got to sell that house I'm in. Am I out of my mind? Carrying two mortgages, I've got to be out of my mind. I'd be dragged out in the street and shot like a mule. Two mortgages. I said to my wife, not a problem. We'll sell the house before we take occupancy of the new house. Not a problem. Let's go ahead and do it. Well, are you sure? Oh, yeah. Sure, I'm sure. With my big fat mouth flapping in the breeze. Not a problem. We'll buy the house and we'll sell this and it's just going to go like clockwork. And funny thing happened, life. That's the funny thing that happened, life. I couldn't sell that for love or money. Hot real estate market. Hardy har har. I live in Southern California. I got a house. Pretty nice house. Want to sell it. I can't give it away. I'm told by the person that's handling, oh, it's the hottest real estate market we've had since the 80s. And you ought to see the stuff we're moving, Phil. Isn't that great? That's great. It's a hell of a thing when your own real estate agent tells you, oh, we just sold a house here. We just sold a house there. How about selling my house? Because if you don't, I'm going to burn it to the ground. I'll give it back to the bank, something, I don't know. I can't take this crap anymore. I can't take God damn. I can't take it. Why?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I can't talk.
Well, I'm not sure what happened to that guy, but I want to jump in here for just a minute. I wanted to say welcome to a new feature here called Vinny Carbone Goes to the Movies. My name's Vinny Carbone, and I'm going to be talking to you about movies that I went to see with my girlfriend. Her name is Melissa, who is also somebody that's very close to my family right now. But anyway, I was going to say, as I take her out to see the movies, you know. But so this is Vinny Carbone Goes to the Movies. So I'll tell you about the movies we're going to see, right? So, like, I was going to say to you, I was one of the movies today because I wanted to see a movie to review, right? I want to go see something that I could review for the show today, but instead I went whale watching. So I go out, I get I get on a boat, I go out whale watching, right? Then we're going out to the ocean. We went to Anacapa Island out there, you know where the whales are. I says, hey, you know, this is pretty nice to go out whale watching. So anyway, I don't see no whales, right? They says the guy who's riding the boat, you know, is the guy steering the boat. I says, hey. Hey, where's the whales? This guy says, hey, you know, I don't know. I says, I've been out on a boat for 2 freaking hours out here. I don't see no whales or nothing. He says, hey, I don't know. I says, hey, let me show you something. He says, I took my piece out of my jacket, right? I put the barrel up against his head. I said, you know, I'm going to see a whale. I'm going to see a brains going that way. I'm going to see a whale going that way. One way or another, I'm going to see what I want to see, right? So you can get me a whale, or you can see your brains going over there. So finally, then the guy says to me, oh, yeah, there's a whale right there. I says, there you go, see ya. Like that, you know, it's funny what you get out of a guy. So I seen a whale, you know, it's a little, it's funny, they're smaller than I thought they was. You know, they're jumping through the waves, they got a fin. They look like Flipper. You ever seen a Flipper was a whale, you know that? So then I come home, I had some ziti and I had some rolls, you know. So that's Vinnie Carbone Goes to the Movies. So that's what I saw today.
This has been Vinnie Carbone Goes to the Movies. Vinnie went whale watching instead.
Hey, 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 hey.